Today's school prayer focus are the two large entities that oversee education, the Department of Education and the California Department of Ed. The Department of Education is national, and the California Department of Ed, of course, is state. They're the two government agencies who oversee public, private, and nonprofit schools for students pre-K to adult. Congress created the national one in 1979 and tasked it with four major responsibilities: establish educational policies, distribute and monitor funds, collect data and research schools, identify and inform about educational issues, and enforce laws upon those receiving funds to deter discrimination. The California Department of Ed, also known as the CDE, is responsible for over 7 million students in more than 9,000 schools. They enforce laws to reform and improve public elementary school programs, secondary school programs, adult ed, some preschool programs, and child care. Lots of power and control. Both receive billions in funds, so they need our prayers. So, Father, we lift up the Department of Ed that's national and the California Department of Education, who wield their power, and we pray that they would wield it under the control of you, O Lord Almighty, rather than the loftiness of man's ideology. We pray they would embrace godliness over worldliness and enforce righteous programs. We pray they would get back to what's important and stop pushing agendas. We pray for the protection of wisdom like the protection of money, that the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it, that wisdom would be pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. We pray, Father, that these groups would be rule and reign with better and moral higher standards, that they would be held accountable for the monies that they dispense and the problems that come with that, that there's a lot of strings attached. So, Father, we pray that they would oversee with the purpose of helping students learn in safe environments and helping teachers get the resources that they need to teach the students, that they would be more concerned about the safety of students and making sure that no one is hurt or left behind in their studies, and find clever ways to help them. Lord, you know that each child is different and each child comes from a different family. And we pray, Father, that these large groups, these government agencies that we spend a lot of money giving them and that they dispense, we pray that they have to get leaner and only have people in place and in position that are truly helping students grow. And we pray, God, that people higher than them, whoever establishes their jobs, that they would begin to clean house for those that are not doing their job and not doing it with the righteous standards that you have for the kids, for the parents, for the teachers, for the administration. We pray you would bless those who are doing what is righteous. Grant favor with those who know you that work there. May they share their faith vocally, boldly, courageously, confidently, and may they have a receptive audience. We also pray, Father, for those that are in it for the wrong reasons would be removed and replaced with those that are in it for the right reasons. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that lies would be exposed and truth would win out. In Jesus' name.